Just happy to be back out here with the fellas and knocking the rust off. And it's always good to have all the fellas here. You know, you go through off season, you work out, you have OTAs and things like that, and then you got practice and you got the whole team here, man. So it's great.
One of the fellas you got back yesterday is Richard Seymour. Says he's finally healthy after the last couple of years. What's that going to mean to you guys on the defensive line to have him back at 100%?
Well, I mean, you know what type of player Richard is, and time only tell for that, and you know, and having a part of the defense and the defensive line back full throttle like he feels at the moment, and it's great.
With the talent you guys have up front, how much do you push each other, you and Vince and Jarvis and Richard? You know, you're all established now at this point that it's quite a collection of talent on that front line. How much do you push each other and feed off each other?
Well, I mean, we hold each other to a certain standard and we got certain expectations for each other. And when we come short of those expectations, a lot of the times, you know, we give each other a little bit of mouth, and, you know, to tee each other off. And then maybe the next practice you come out and you a little teed off than you was, you know, the first practice. And during the season, we have little things and little bets and things like that that we have just keep it alive and motivational.
The other parts of defense this year going through some changes, new face in the secondary, a couple of youngsters coming as a linebacker core. You guys up front, do you put more pressure on yourselves to sort of try to pick up the slack a little bit while those guys learn the defense? Or?
No, I mean, you know, we just try to, you know, take care of the task at hand and whatever we need to be doing up front. And we leave that up to the coaches and that player. You know, it's their job to come out here. They're professionals now to come out here and learn the system. If they have any questions, veterans like myself, Vince, Seymour, Brewski, guys like that are always open to get those guys, the information that they might be seeking.
Just get back to Richard for a second. Yesterday he was talking about how hard it was for him to play last year with his various injuries. How much better will it be if he's a healthy Richard Seymour? How much more will it impact the lineup?
Well, I mean, Karen, I mean, as I said earlier, I think, you know the type of player he is and what he brings to the table, and to have him, his talent on the line with guys like Jarvis, Vance, and myself, and all Mike Wrights and Lakeven Smith and guys like that. I mean, it's a lot of depth, a lot of talent there, and that can be utilized. And I always say the sky's the limit. You know, every year brings its new challenges, and we out here trying to prepare for those. Oh, see? Yeah, because, see, it's quietly in his eighth year now, and I'm quietly in my sixth year, so I felt like I was a rookie yesterday. He felt like he was a rookie yesterday, and I was giving him a little grief and saying, hey, man, you're already, 12 years in already, just give him a little grief, but it's all in fun, it's just good to have him back.
I didn't picture quietly in Seymour in the same sentence.
Huh?
I didn't picture quietly and Seymour in the same sentence.
You don't think he's a quiet guy?
He seems to like to. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a quiet guy. Don't let him fool you.
Is wearing this shirt in a way motivation to get back there and win it?
Oh. Well, I just actually I dug it out and it looked good on me and made me look slimmer than what I really am. So that's why I pulled it out. But as you know, Brian, last year and going as far as we did and not finishing serves as motivation and gives us a little bit extra awareness and to finish what we need to finish.
Thank you.